The temperatures may be about to drop today, but there's little sign of heavy rains that will reduce the likelihood of a hosepipe ban being introduced, as we were told on this programme yesterday by Irish Water. Dr. Tom Collins, the chairperson of Anfora Mishka, the water forum, has said it has consistently drawn attention to the lack of resilience in our water services, particularly in Dublin. Professor Fiona Regan is director of the DCU Water Institute and has been keeping a blog on water and water resilience since COVID restrictions started. Professor Regan, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been tracking water levels since about mid-March. What have you found?
Yeah, well, I suppose we knew that we weren't getting the levels of rainfall that would be typical for the time of year. So I just started to look at the data that Met Erin were showing, and quite quickly, it was clear that the levels were almost 10 times lower than previous 5 years. So kind of for, you know, a 30-day period between mid-March, mid-April, you know, we were meeting kind of 5.5 mils of rainfall, where it would have been 10 times that in the previous 5 years.
So do you think that water should have been restricted earlier?
Yes, I do. I think definitely we should have been hearing about these kind of conservation messages clearer 2 months ago. We were getting quite good forecasts. We were knowing that the weather was going to be dry. And certainly with the health issues that we had been facing, we should certainly have been hearing this earlier, yes.
Yeah. But given how much rain we had earlier in the winter, particularly in February, surely there should have been enough supply to keep us going.
Yeah, well, I suppose throughout different parts of the country, the supply varies. And in Dublin, I suppose we have kind of about 1% supply above what we require typically. Now, it's different during this time because businesses are closed and so on. But we're washing our hands a lot more, as we know. So in Dublin, it's quite close to the actual level that we need to supply. In other parts of the country, it could be between 10 and 15%. So it varies very much on where you live. So we can never really take it for granted in the east of the country.
In response, Irish Water say that Dublin needs a new source of water as the existing sources will not be able to meet long-term requirements. And they say they've been consistently clear that the rate of leakage remains unacceptably high and it's a complex issue to solve. Leakage estimated to be at around 40% at the moment. So is it a case of supply being too low or too much still being lost through leaks?
Yes, well, it's really interesting. The Water Advisory Body had a report in March that indicates 45% loss through leakage. This is much too high. And Anfora Mishka, who you referred to earlier, had an independent report done on the Shannon project, which is proposed to alleviate the issue of the East water problem. And they have compared leakage repairs in Dublin, in Ireland, versus three other countries, in Portugal, in Malta, and in Scotland, I think. And the rate of leakage repair in those countries far exceeds the rate at which it is proposed to happen in Ireland. And so I think we need to look at that because there are technologies that can help us repair those leaks. Now, it's non-trivial, as you say, it's really a huge challenge, and particularly, you know, in a city like Dublin. But we're at a time now where, you know, we're looking at changing how we use transport. We're going to be digging up, perhaps preparing for cycle lanes. Maybe there's an opportunity to look at ways that we can actually reduce leaks. I think it's a combination of things, you know, reservoir maintenance, reservoir levels, leakage repair has to be a main part of that.
We had one listener who emailed us yesterday when he heard the item about an imminent hosepipe ban, worried about sources of water, for example, pointing to water being used in his area in County Carlow from rivers for extensive irrigation for businesses.
Yeah, well, this is obviously, we're going to see this happening. You know, rivers are a really important supply source for drinking water. So if it's a drinking water supply source that is being used for irrigation, that is a challenge. I think overall, we need a policy that looks at water management and valuing water, and a resilience policy. And I think you mentioned that Tom Collins was referring to that also. I mean, it really needs to be a government-led approach to water management and valuing water. For sure, people are going to be using rivers right now because there's such a drought. this is this year, but this is not going away. 2 years ago, we had a drought. So we need now a call for a management plan for water.
Fiona Regan, Professor Fiona Regan, Director of the DCU Water Institute, thank you very much for speaking to us.